Who had the power to pull off 9/11 without a hitch? Who had the most pressing motive? Who had the money to pay for all of it? Who had control of the military in NORAD to force it to stand down while four passenger planes went to their designated targets? Who knew the intricacies of U.S. commercial flights to get around the FAA air traffic control? Who had the power, if needed, to operate planes by remote control? Who had control of the courts in the United States to make sure that no wrongful death claims were on trial? Who had control of disposal so that all the steel girders of the Twin Towers were shipped to China before they could be chemically analyzed? Who had the power to control the NYPD and the NYFD? Who had the power to allow dozens of suspects to escape to foreign countries, especially Israeli suspects? Who had the technology to bring down steel-girded buildings built to withstand forces much greater than aberrant planes and nominal fires? Who had the advanced computer knowledge to coordinate the attacks? Who had the state-of-the-art knowledge about explosives and detonators? Who had control of the press and media to curtail investigations? Who is the most familiar with and has political control over the city, New York, at which the attacks took place? Who has a history of unprovoked attacks or even false flag operations, some of which have been directed at the United States? Who has a network of spies operating in the United States that could facilitate the attacks? Who has personnel in almost every sector of the American federal government to create a massive cover-up? And lastly, as any detective would ask, who benefits? Who benefits qui bono from the attacks? Israel had the motive, the power, the money, the influence, the technology, the terrorist history, and most of all, was the only one who benefited on 9/11. Benjamin Netanyahu, who admitted in an off-guard moment that, quote, we're benefiting from one thing, and that is the attack on the Twin Towers and the Pentagon, and the American struggle in Iraq. These events swung American public opinion in our favor. The day after, Netanyahu said something even more incredible in regard to the 9/11 attacks. He said, quote, it's very good. It's very good. And of course, at a time when there was absolutely no confirmation of any of this, Ehud Barak is appearing in the London studio of the BBC. And before any evidence of specific culpability was found in regard to what happened on September 11th, Ehud Barak is calling on that same day on the BBC for a war on terror and for U.S. military intervention in Afghanistan.
Bin Laden sits in Afghanistan. There is a source of
terror. Who else do you identify, though? Because we're not saying he's responsible for this necessarily.
No, we don't say that he's necessarily responsible.
What about the four-part Fox News story by Carl Cameron? Talking about these Israeli individuals, Israeli spies, Israeli operatives that had been at work in the U.S. in the days leading up to 9/11.
The first part of the investigation focuses on Israelis who say they are art students from the University of Jerusalem and Bezalel Academy.
What about the Israeli-based private communications company Amdocs?
Amdocs, your destination of choice.
Amdocs. What about the Israeli company Comverse Infosys? A subsidiary of an Israeli-run private telecommunications firm.
Investigators within the DEA, INS, and FBI have all told Fox News that to pursue or even suggest Israeli spying through Comverse is considered career suicide.
Between Amdocs and Comverse Infosys, what was possible? What was possible in terms of Israeli electronic monkey business in this country prior to and during 9/11? Why is it that the FBI office in Quantico, Virginia, despite all of the Israeli spy operations going on in this country, up to and including the infamous Pollard spy case and the more recent IPAC spy cases, continues to award business, official business involving American intercept equipment for the FBI, to this Israeli company, Comverse? Why is this, folks? And why is it? Why is it that as we look through what happens specifically on 9/11, that we come through with all kinds of very, very disquieting and disturbing information that does not fit the official story? Larry Silverstein, the Jewish leaseholder of the Twin Towers in Building 7, the money that he made just obtaining the lease for the Twin Towers just 10 weeks before 9/11, doubling the insurance, and subsequently collecting billions. Thanks to a Jewish judge by the name of Michael B. Mukasey, who oversaw the litigation. Why wasn't Silverstein present on the morning of 9/11?
And so that particular morning, my wife, God bless her, had made an appointment for me at the doctor.
In his usual location in the Twin Towers. Why were his two children who worked in those Twin Towers not there that day? Why are other Jewish Zionists connected with the Twin Tower complex all missing on 9/11? Frank Lowy, Louis Eisenberg, Ronald S. Lauder, Julius Kroll, and Jerome Hauer. And what about Jerome Shalman of Power Lock Technologies? In fact, was contracted with to remove the 250 tons of steel girders from Ground Zero prior to any legitimate investigation of those steel girders, and to take the proceeds of this catastrophe off to China.
To be honest with you, we arrived on late Monday night and went into action on Tuesday morning.
And then there's Philip Zelikow. Who is this guy? He's a citizen of the State of Israel, and yet he wrote the United States government's official report on 9/11. And then there's Rabbi Dov Zakheim, co-author of the infamous September 2000 People for the New American Century paper with Cheney, Rumsfeld, and Wolfowitz entitled Rebuilding America's Defenses, which boldly advocated, quote, a catastrophic and catalyzing event like Pearl Harbor in order to get public opinion behind and to accelerate the United States takeover of the Middle East on Israel's behalf. Zakheim, according to Robertson Jenness, and according to other researchers, with the Pentagon's comptroller from May the 4th, 2001 to March the 10th, 2004, during which over $3 trillion was reported missing by Donald Rumsfeld on September the 10th, just the day before 9/11.
According to some estimates, we cannot track $2.3 trillion in transactions.
What is the role of Rabbi Dov Zakheim in funneling F-16 and F-18 aircraft to Israel for only a fraction of their value? What about World Trade Center Building 7 and the scientific impossibilities there in regard to the official story as to how it came down? It came down, folks, courtesy of an order by Larry Silverstein to bring it down.
Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it. And they made that decision to pull, and then we watched the building collapse.
And when we get into demolition, how can it possibly be that all of these scientists and physicists say that there is absolutely no way that those buildings could have come straight down in their own footprint as the result of being struck by those aircraft? They came down, folks, by a planned explosion, an inside job unlike anything the world has ever seen. What about the five dancing Israelis who were caught celebrating 9/11 in three different locations that day?
Down there, I see this van park, and I see three guys on top of the van, and I could see that they were like happy. You know, they didn't look shocked to me. You know, they didn't look shocked.
And whose vans subsequently picked up by the FBI in three different locations? How is it that these guys are arrested?
You know, hollered over to my lieutenant. You know, I think that could be the man. We checked it out, and it was.
How is it that they subsequently get back to Israel? How is it that two of the five have now been identified as agents of the Israeli Mossad? How is it that they were posing as Arabs running a New Jersey moving company?
Amazingly enough, we have found the moving company where the five Israelis worked.
Was this building being used as a front for some kind of Israeli intelligence operation that possibly was doing surveillance on the Arab American community? Were there men celebrating or slapping fives or whatever?
How is it that only the Bergen Record in Palo Lima, New Jersey reports all of this, while all of the activities of these men are ignored? Their Mossad connections The fact that they were carrying multiple passports, thousands of dollars in cash, and tested positive for explosives? And that we're talking about vans linked up to these jaybirds seized near the Lincoln Tunnel and the George Washington Bridge?
Two suspects are in FBI custody after a truckload of explosives was discovered around the George Washington Bridge.
And a third van found on King Street between 6th and 7th? How is it that this Urban Moving Systems, supposedly an Arab company, turns out to be a Mossad front? A Mossad front. And that the Kurtzberg brothers, Paul and Sivan Kurtzberg, were the two Mossad agents among the five that were arrested. All of this, folks, is available online, including the original police communications conversations.
It's a big truck with a mural painted of an airplane diving into New York City and exploding.
How is it that all of this happens? How is it that these individuals end up being deported? Deported by Michael Chertoff, later to become our first Homeland Security chief, who at the time was the Jewish head of FBI activities related to the investigation of these men. And how is it that three of these men, Oded Elner, Omer Marmari, and Yaron Shemuel, without the Kurtzberg, suddenly appeared on Israeli television in November of 2011 with Elner taking the lead and saying, quote, our purpose was to document the 9/11 event.
The fact of the matter is, we are coming from a country that experiences terror daily. Our purpose was to document the event. Our purpose was to document the event.
This documents, folks. Documents that Israel had prior knowledge of these attacks. Those five men arrested are just the tip of the iceberg. Fox News and Carl Cameron had reported that a total of 200 Israeli spies were arrested in this country between 2000 and 2001.
Federal officials this year have arrested or detained nearly 200 Israeli citizens suspected of belonging to a, quote, organized intelligence gathering operation.
The largest spy ring ever uncovered in the United States. In the United States. The Atlantic Journal Constitution had an article in November of 2001 entitled Israeli Caught Up in Terror Sweep, stating that immediately after 9/11, over 90 Israelis were arrested in this country for espionage.
Since September 11th, more than 60 Israelis have been arrested or detained. Evidence linking these Israelis to 911 is classified. I cannot tell you about evidence that has been gathered. It's classified information.
The Washington Post reported that some of those Israelis were arrested in connection with the 9/11 investigation. And yet all of the leads have suddenly dried up.